Continuing the halachot of Sefirat HaOmer, the Minhagim of Sefirat HaOmer, we're in the Sefer Chazon Avadia, page Resh Ayin Gimel, and we're going to discuss today what is the Simcha of Lag BaOmer all about. So Chazon Avadia writes in a footnote over here on page Resh Ayin Gimel, footnote Samech, he brings down four reasons. He quotes a bunch of other reasons, but he doesn't quote what they say. He just says, look here and look there and look here and look there. But there are four reasons that he does spell out for us as to what the Simcha of Lag BaOmer is all about. The first one he brings in the name of the Sefer Shem Aryeh, and he writes, the reason why we make a Hilulah on Yom Lag BaOmer and we make it a happy day, we don't say Tachanun, is because we know that there was a Gzerah, there was a decree. The Gemara in Shabbat says there was a decree on Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai to put him to death, and there was a miracle that happened. Everyone knows the famous story. He hid in a cave, and then he came out, and then he went back to hide in the cave, and then he came out again. And basically, the day that he died was Lag BaOmer, but he didn't die based on their decree. He died because of it was time for him to go, I guess, for lack of a better term, natural causes. Not because, it wasn't as a result of the decree. So to commemorate the fact that he died in a natural way, and not because of them, not because of the Rasha'im that wanted to kill him, that's a reason to be happy, and that's the first reason that he gives. The second reason that he gives is in the name of the Pri Chadash in Siman Taf Tzadi Gimel, and he says that the day of Lag BaOmer is filled with Simcha because that is the day when all the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva stopped dying, and also that's when he began teaching the Torah to his next set of Talmidim, and which were the five Talmidim that were left over, and one of them was who? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So therefore, that is a reason to be happy, because the continuation of Torah, I guess it continued on that day. The third reason that he brings down is in the name of the Sefer Tov Ein, and he writes that that Rabbi Akiva began teaching, it's similar to the above reason, he began teaching to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Yossi on that day, and it continued the light of the Torah. And it brought back Shechzir HaTorah, Torah LeYoshna. It brought back the crown, the beautiful crown of Torah to the world. That happened on this day, and that's why this day is filled with happiness. And the fourth reason is probably the most well known one for all of us. It's brought down by the Stechemed, and he writes that this was the day, and Lag BaOmer was the day that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was nismach. He got his smicha, not Yayu smicha, but different type of smicha. And it was on that day, and shenidgelu sitrei Torah al yado, and as a result, the sitrei Torah, the hidden parts of the Torah, were revealed by him on that day. So this is probably the most well known reason, as Kabbalah, I guess, was born on that day. Obviously, the Torah was born from before the creation, but it was brought out into the world, all the Sitrei Torah, all the hidden parts of the Torah, and the hidden characteristics of the world and the way Hashem acts was revealed on that day. That is a tremendous reason to rejoice, tremendous reason to be happy. So that is the fourth and final reason brought down by the Sdechemed about the Simcha of Lag BaOmer. Have a great day, everyone.